Friends in Christ and family of Bethlehem, I have a question for you. And it's not the question that's maybe up on the screen for us today, but maybe it is. The question is this: for this Labor Day weekend, how would a stranger, somebody you don't even know, how would a stranger know that you are a Christian? You ever wonder that? How would somebody that has never met you before, never seen what you normally do, know that you believe and trust in God? Kind of a hard question when you think about it. It reminds me of a question that I posed for our church when I got here. If this church were to never exist again, if we just bulldozed it right down to the ground, who would miss us? A pretty hard question. So think about it. How would a stranger know that you are a Christian? If that's too hard of a question, maybe for our Sunday morning minds, here's maybe a simpler way to put it for us. What are you and I doing about the faith given to us? Now, first things first, guess what? If somebody that never met you before, there's some visitors maybe here today, we're doing something pretty good. That's a dead giveaway. We're worshiping our Lord on a Sunday morning in a church. We know we're Christians, I would hope, by that. People from outside maybe come and see us walking in a church. Pretty good hint. So you're already doing a pretty good job. So I give you thanks for that. Thank you for being here. Some of us maybe wear like a cross necklace. A lot of athletes do that. Maybe if they aren't Christians because they like the symbol. But maybe that is a good reason that you could proclaim that you believe in God. Maybe you have a bumper sticker or a Jesus fish or something like that. But what our lesson for today is really getting at is that same question. How would somebody know that you have a saving faith within you, in your heart and in your mind? Especially on Labor Day, it means that what are we doing about faith? Is it something that is just stuck in our mind on Sunday morning and then we forget about it till next week? Sometimes. But every day is an opportunity. Every day is a blessing that we can do something, not only because we want to show God we love him. Every day is an opportunity for us to show love to somebody else that maybe doesn't know about God's love. You see, our relationship with God isn't just a vertical relationship from God coming down to us. It's also like this, and it forms a cross. So the question is this, again, what are you and I doing about the faith given to you? Essentially, that's what our Bible lesson from James chapter 2 is talking all about. But first, go ahead and follow me over here, maybe your eyes. Take a good look at this banner. I love banners. You've seen some new ones this last year. And this is a special banner that's year-round, celebrates our Lutheran identity. These are some phrases that were key about 500 years ago that really sets apart the Christian church, what we're all about. So if you can read them, go out and speak them out loud for us today. We know that we are saved by God's grace, and we know this and we receive it through faith, and we find out about it by reading scripture. Those are the three solas, the three alones that we don't have to add a single thing to. That's how we know we have a saving faith that matters, because God's doing the work. It's grace. Now, as Lutherans, however, there's a question mark. Faith alone. So you're telling me, Pastor, that I don't have to do anything? I don't have to give money to churches. I don't have to pray every day. I don't have to go on a mission trip to prove to God that I love him. That I will, just by trusting in God, I have eternal life right here, right now. You're telling me that? Yeah! That's amazing! That's why we celebrate every day. It's by God's grace alone. We can't add a single thing to it. Thank God for that, because we would mess it up. I know I would. Faith alone, why is that a question mark today? Let's take a look. Of course, we've seen these phrases, grace alone, faith alone, word alone. As Lutheran Christians, we have Bible verses that just prove it. We hold that one is justified, made right with God by faith, apart from works of the law. Can't add a single thing to it. We love that. The Bible says so. What else? St. Paul also writes in Galatians 2, we know that a person is not justified, not saved by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. That's how we get this phrase. We love this. This is making our Lutheran hearts and minds happy, at least for me as a pastor. Kind of making Luther himself start to giggle, kind of like this. I love it. What else? The Bible keeps telling us more. You know, something is true. Guess what? The Bible keeps saying it over and over. It says it again. It's by God's grace alone that you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It's the gift of God, not a result of works, so that nobody can boast. There you have it. Makes not only us as Lutherans, Christians happy, but it makes Martin Luther so pumped up, like he's just working out. I love it. I had fun with this one. But we heard today something else that's really starting to shake things up. We heard in a letter of James, by the way, some say it's a half-brother of Jesus. We know that Jesus and his mother weren't perpetually a virgin. She had also other sons and daughters, believe it, in the Bible. James, a half-brother of Jesus, says this, so also faith by itself, or faith alone, if it doesn't have works, it's dead. Okay, it's starting to make me feel a little uneasy. We just heard all this stuff about faith. What else? We read a little bit further, a few more verses in your Bible. You can even open up your Bibles in your pews and turn to it. You see that a person is justified, made right with God by works alone. What? Did you catch this? A person is made right with God, justified by works. I thought it was by faith. What are you talking about, Pastor? Is this another example that the Bible's contradicting itself again? Are you going to read this to somebody that's brand new to the faith? How are they going to be trusting in God when even the Bible's contradicting itself? Is it faith? Is it works? Is it both? I don't know. What are we going to do here? Well, if you're an astronaut, we know that, Houston, we got a problem, right? This is scary stuff. All right, so how do we make sense of another tough topic that's in the Bible itself? Let's take a look at them. Again, we just heard example from a letter of Paul in Romans and a letter from James. Two seemingly opposite things. What does the Bible mean? Tell me, preacher. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. You see, the person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Read between the lines here. What it says is that in Romans, it's a little different emphasis. In Romans, the contrast is between works and faith. He's telling us about where does saving faith comes from. Again, only from God's grace. We can't do a thing to earn God's love. We can't do a thing to make him not love us either. But in James, this is a different emphasis, right? Different people that they're talking to. He's trying to prove a point, like we are on Labor Day, that if your labor is in vain, it starts to question your faith. In James, the contrast is between works and words, right? You tell me you're a Christian, but you don't do a single thing about it? Makes other people doubt you actually believe in God if you're not going to show it, right? It's like signing up for a country club somewhere, but you pay your dues, you never show up or participate. It's like you go join a sports team and you never practice and you expect to play a game. So you see, by having faith in God, by trusting him, by making him Lord not only of the world, but Lord over yourself, how do we prove it? We can't be like Jesus by healing people that are deaf or blind, but we can do things by serving at food pantries. We can go out and do a roadside cleanup. By the way, this upcoming Saturday, we do have a Shine and Share event. You can do just that. We have an Adopt a Highway stretch. call one of our mission teams. That's a great way to put our faith in action. A lot of you today serve this church, and you serve the church, the Holy Christian Church, by your volunteer work, sometimes that people don't even get to see or know. And that's a benefit to our Lord. But when other people see you, show your love for God, show your love for other people, that's when the faith you have matters. That's when we make James happy in the Bible. So, faith alone. We are saved by faith alone. That's what the Bible says. But I love this little phrase. You can take this nugget of wisdom with you today. Martin Luther, the smiling guy that was ripped, by the way, back in 500 years ago, he said this: we are saved by faith alone. It's a simple trust in God. We can't do anything to prove that in itself. We are saved by faith alone, but not by a faith that is alone. Think of that. We're saved by faith alone, but not a faith that is alone. That means that we don't earn salvation by our love for one another, but guess what? Our friends and neighbors benefit a whole lot when we love and care for them. And when that happens, our Lord is happy, because that's what the church is all about. So when we talk about faith alone, you can get rid of that question mark today. And remember that Jesus even said, he has done all things well. We've shared some Bible verses today, but this one's the one that really matters. These are the words not of Paul, not of James, but Jesus himself. He says, this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son, everyone that just looks to Jesus and his cross and just believes in him, should have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. Again, there is no question mark about your faith today and the faith God has given you. There's no question. Grace has done it all. And that's amazing grace. And all God's people said, amen.